The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife, Jan, we are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and I'm also an ASE Master Auto Tech for over 40 years. Together, we do host Auto Talk here on WHIO, AM 1290 and News 95.7 each and every Saturday, and we're glad you're here riding along with us. So I'll tell you a little bit about our company real briefly. Murphy's Auto Care, we do service all makes and all models. And we are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and also on Saturdays by appointment. So we're here to serve you, your families, and your family's vehicle service needs. All right, great. Well, thanks for joining us here on Auto Talk today. We got a great show in store. I want to share a couple of things with you, just a little bit of information about Auto Talk so you're more familiar with it if you're new to us. But Murphy's Auto Care is a sponsor of Auto Talk, and you can call us anytime 24/7 at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. You can also contact us at murphysautocare.com on the internet. You can also reach out to us on our Facebook page. So we're there in a lot of places to help you out and help you better understand maybe what's going on with your car or your truck or even your RV. So give us, give us a call. Reach out to us, on the internet. Either way is great. So today's broadcast, by the way, it is a pre-recorded broadcast. So we're still, though, going to take your questions. And the way we're going to do that is on our Facebook page or at murphysautocare.com. So if you're listening today, great. Thanks. We appreciate it. And if you'd like to chime in on the topics we're going to talk about, or if you've got your own things you want to know about or talk about, be sure to jump in there on our Facebook page and just message us. Or like I said, go to murphysautocare.com, go to the contact tab at the top, leave us a message, and we'll be sure to get back to you very, very promptly. All right. Well, Auto Talk is all about keeping your vehicle safe with you in it, hopefully, and keeping it dependable, but also keeping helping you save money. And we're here to help you do that today. So feel free, like I said, to post any of your questions on Facebook or whatever you need to do there. But all right. Great, great. Well, we do have some other sponsors I also want to mention today. And real briefly, I just want to say thanks. These are the other companies that help bring Auto Talk to you each and every week. Number one is BG Automotive Products. We use those products throughout our daily operations in our company. Those are the products that we use to change the fluids in vehicles with. It comes along with an extended warranty for your vehicle. So something if you're considering having fluids flushed, always ask for BG. Ask your service provider to stock and carry and service your vehicle with BG Automotive Products. Another sponsor of Auto Talk is KOI Auto Parts. They are the local professional's choice for the very, very best parts to repair your cars with. We use KOI day in and day out. They provide us with the very best parts. And at Murphy's Auto Care, one of the things that makes us unique is that we have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all the services that we provide. And we rely heavily on KOI to supply us with high-quality parts so that we can stand behind that warranty. So thanks to KOI. Also, Mike's Car Wash. Wow, what a great place to get your car washed here. And now three great locations in the Miami Valley. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They do have wash books. Call them wash books for gifts. And you can get those at any one of their three convenient locations, one in Beaver Creek and two now in Centerville. Also want to tell you about, if you've not experienced a Mike's Car Wash, hey, and you need to get your car serviced, just schedule your car at murphysautocare.com on a Wednesday, because any vehicle we service on a Wednesday is going to get a free Ultimate Mike's Car Wash. So just to keep that in the back of your mind, when your car needs service, Call us at Murphy's Auto Care. Do it on a Wednesday, and you'll be also getting a free $20 wash at Mike's Car Wash. Great way to wrap the day up with that, I can tell you. All right, and we also have a new partner here to the show, and that is the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction Program. Just real briefly, I want to tell you about why we have partnered with them, and that is because we love to help people in our community. Murphy's Auto Care has had a long-standing tradition of being involved in community projects, and I got to tell you, the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds of that go right back into the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley program, and that's what funds over 40 different programs to help folks in our community, people that have disabilities, as well as folks like military families that are just trying to get back and get used to not being in the military anymore. So a lot of great programs there, and we're involved with the auto auction by restoring vehicles that we call now the Goodwill Gems. So if you follow us again on our Facebook page, you'll get to see what we're working on. We've got three great cars in process right now, and they're going to be at the Goodwill Auto Auction for you to bid on and hopefully purchase. They're going to be great, great cars for new drivers or maybe somebody looking for a lower cost car. Certainly don't know what they're going to sell for, but they're going to be in great shape. We've taken care of replacing all of the wearable items on these vehicles, and our partner Toma Body Shop is also helping us clean these vehicles up, take care of the nicks and scratches. So they're going to be really, really stellar vehicles. You want to stay tuned to that if you're looking for a great car. So, all right, those are the folks that help us bring you this show each and every week. I want to say thanks to them. All right, great. All right, well, you know, we always start the show off usually by just talking about what we saw in the shop this week. And boy, we, of course, we were very, very busy, as we always are. But it never ceases to amaze me, the things that we run into each and every week. So one of the things this time of year we're servicing a lot of are folks with their RVs, their motorhomes. They're, of course, getting them out of storage, bringing them into us. We're happy to do that. And if you didn't know, if you have a service or RV, I should say, and it needs service, and you're not familiar with where to take it, because quite honestly, there's not a lot of folks or shops around town that will service them, give us a call or check us out online. We can help you there with the service that we can provide for it. But we do mechanical services on RVs as well as on boats. So both of those we can help you with. Give us a shout in case you're looking for a new place to get that done. But boy, we've had a lot of them here in the last couple of weeks going on. So, all right. Well, you know what? I always like to have some interesting stuff if I can find to talk about. And this was something that really strikes a nerve with me. So I want to talk about the charging system on your car. And really, you may not be aware of this, especially if you're driving a vehicle that's 5 years old or less, okay? The way I titled it was, your car has a mind of its own. And I'm just laughing to myself thinking about that, because even older cars do too when it comes to problems and how problematic they can be at times. But what I really want to talk about here is the charging systems, how to service them, and just how electrical power is distributed from the battery, or I should say from the alternator to the battery through the electrical loads. Might not seem very interesting, but I'll tell you, when you have to have the battery replaced in your late model car, it's a different ballgame for the most part, all right? More and more vehicles, because they have intelligent charging systems, require the use of a scan tool to reset parameters and reset monitors after the battery has been replaced. And it's very, very important, because in the shop, frequently we'll see vehicles that come to us that people have said, hey, you know, I just replaced the battery, and for some reason now it seems like things aren't charging properly, or even worse, the car won't start because the new battery's not been recharged. And in some cases, the alternator actually has failed and can cause other damage to the vehicle. So it's just very, very critical. You know, the days of us being able to go out and buy a battery at the local retail store, even that sells batteries, are rapidly diminishing. And for that reason, it's very, very important to make sure, you just take your car, when you're taking it in for normal service, make sure that your service provider is doing a battery test on it every time they service the car, whether it's there to change the oil or rotate the tires. Make sure they're checking the battery, because number one, when the battery fails, it's going to surprise you, right? And you won't be aware of it, and that's just going to be inconvenient. It's far, far better to replace the battery in advance of a complete breakdown or when the car won't start. So that's And that's all part of the intelligent charging systems that we see now in these vehicles. But again, you needed to have a scan tool to properly reset that. What happens, again, is if you replace the battery, the vehicle thinks the old battery is there unless you use a scan tool to reset the monitors. So it thinks it's working with a low charge or weak battery, so it will literally cook your new battery. And in some cases, it will overheat the alternator. And now we're starting to add more loads when that occurs to the alternator, and also affecting fuel economy and emissions output. So it really is a bigger deal, I'll say. It can spiral into a much more expensive repair than what was just a bad battery. So like I said, if you're at your service provider and they say, give you a heads up, and they just say, you know what, the battery's getting a little weak in your car, now's the time to get it taken care of, go ahead and listen to them. I would recommend that you get it changed for the obvious reasons I mentioned before. You're not going to be inconvenienced by a breakdown, but most of all, you're not going to run the risk of doing other damage to other components in the electrical system in your car. And that's really what we're looking for here, is keeping that car dependable. And that's, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, that's really how you save money, by just being preemptive on some of those things. So, all right. Well, one of the things I want to talk about, brake service, right? Everybody has to have brake service provided on their vehicle at some point in time. And it just depends on your own driving style as to how soon the brake pads may wear out on your vehicle. But what's really important is, can your service provider read what the brake pads are telling them? And I'm talking about the type of wear. Many times when brake service is performed, you know, the brake calipers are removed and the brake pads are pulled out and maybe rotors are replaced. And no one, you know, the service tech may not even bother or take the time to look at the brake pads to more or less read them and determine, hey, is there some other underlying issues going on here? And that is critical, folks. It is absolutely critical because you get into a vehicle that's over 75,000 miles, and let's say it's time for brake service, or maybe you're over that 100,000 mile mark on your odometer, and maybe you're in for your second brake service. That's when we start to see, we have seen a lot of failure in the common components that are moving in the brake system, okay, like calipers, caliper slides, caliper mounting brackets, the hardware for the brake pads. All of those pieces are also working and moving every time you apply the brakes. So if you're familiar with how to read the brake pad wear, then it's a great indicator as to if there's other problems. And I got to tell you, we service a lot of vehicles every year, and we service a lot of vehicles for folks that have had a recent brake service done somewhere else, that now they have a new noise, or the car is pulling, or there's a hot smell. So there's a lot of other symptoms, and typically the cause of those concerns and why people come to us with that is that, A, they don't have the confidence in wherever they had the service provided before that it's going to get corrected, but B, the reason it happened is the previous service provider didn't really read what the brake pads were trying to tell them. So I just want to go over that with you, because I know a lot of folks like to do brake service on their vehicle at home themselves. It's a fairly straightforward service. It has been for most years, or I should say for most vehicles, but still, it does require some experience and some knowledge. So let's just say you're looking at the brake pads, and when you look at them, if you're familiar with brake pads, you stand them side by side so that you can see the backing plates on the outside edges and what is left of the pad material. And if the pad material is equal, fairly equal, within a 32nd of each, and I'm talking about when you're comparing the outboard brake pad to the inboard brake pad, that is considered normal wear. But if you're looking down that brake pad and at one end it's thinner than it is at the other end, well, that's a concern, all right? That's uneven brake wear on that brake pad. So that's indicative of a problem. But let's just start with the most common one that we see. And this is caused by its inner pad wear, is what we call it. And it's typically caused by when a brake caliper has seized, all right? Some of the symptoms of that, and you may have experienced this, is a very low brake pad or brake pedal when you're applying the brakes. And, you know, maybe you've had it in a couple of places and they haven't been able to correct it yet. So that's a common symptom of a seized caliper, a low pedal or a very hard brake pedal, or even worse, a vehicle that just won't seem to come to a stop. Okay, that can. Those are all characteristic of a seized caliper. All right, folks, we're going to run to a quick break. I'll get right back. We'll continue on with telling you how to read brake pads. You're listening right now to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
On May 8th, there's a clear choice. D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary Clinton 962 times.
Mary Taylor will stand with President Trump to ban sanctuary cities.
D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary for gun bans.
Mary Taylor will protect the Second Amendment.
D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary for trillions of debt.
Mary Taylor will end Kasich's Obamacare expansion and stop Common Core.
Here's your choice. D.C. DeWine voted with Hillary Clinton 962 times. He's been too liberal for too long.
Mary Taylor is made tough. Pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Mary Taylor will fight for us.
I'm Mary Taylor, and I'm the only conservative in this race. I'll stand with President Trump to ban sanctuary cities, and I'll end John Kasich's Obamacare expansion.
On May 8th, vote Mary Taylor. Endorsed by the American Conservative Union, Taylor's the strong leader Ohio needs. Paid for by Taylor Estruth for Ohio.
Hi, I'm Danielle from Burns Garden Center, where we've been growing healthy plants right here in the Miami Valley for 3 generations. We're here to assist you with the plants and knowledge that will produce incredible, eye-popping gardens. You've got to see our amazing selection of trees, shrubs, veggies, herbs, annuals, and perennials.
This weekend, only at Burns, gorgeous hanging baskets for just $10. Get them while they last.
Come visit us in Beaver Creek in Middletown. You've got to see Burns.
Favorite thing about my mom is she's very selfless.
She's our support of our family, kind of the rock.
I don't know what I would do without her sometimes, actually.
This Mother's Day, tell the women in your life how thankful you are for all they do. And show them the love with gifts from EDC and Gigi's Cupcakes. Unique jewelry starting at $99, plus great deals for that extra special woman. Birdstone jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, and other qualifying purchases receive Gigi's Cupcakes for that perfect day. It's true. If you haven't shopped EDC this Mother's Day, you're not done shopping yet.
America's Best Choice Windows and Doors is the number one fastest growing window and door company in the Miami Valley. Stop by our showroom at 100 North Sunset Drive in Piqua, Ohio to see our full line of Provia windows and doors. Or call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785. Because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
I'm Gary from Tip City.
A real patient sharing his experience with a mini dental implant from Dr. Volk.
It's given me the ability to not be self-conscious about my smile. The procedure was fantastic. I was in and out in a couple hours. I wish I had done the procedure 10 years ago. Anybody who is looking to receive any sort of implant, I would absolutely 110% recommend Dr. Volk.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. Thanks for riding along with us today. It's a beautiful day here in Dayton, Ohio. And I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan, and we're the hosts of Auto Talk here each and every Saturday on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Hey, just before the break, before we left pay some bills with some sponsors, we're talking about the brakes, possibly the brakes on your vehicle, and some of the symptoms you might be experiencing. So if you're just joining us here, we were talking about how to read brake pad wear. Okay, might sound like a boring topic, but if you're a technician or if you're taking your vehicle into a service provider, we need to be certain they can read the brake pad wear of the brake pads they're removing from your vehicle so that we can best determine how to properly service and repair your vehicle so you aren't back in again in another 30 or 60 days with a new problem. And as I had mentioned, we talked briefly about what normal brake pad wear looks like, and that's pretty much self-explanatory. If you look at both of the brake pads from either the left or the right side, you want to make sure you look at the inboard and the outboard. And the inboard and the outboard pad should be even on the wear. Okay, if they're not, then let's start looking at some of these other types of wear. One of them is if the inner brake pad is worn more than the outer pad, typically that's caused by a seized brake caliper. All right, and that what's happening is the brake caliper is just pushing that inner pad against the rotor surface, and the outer pad is dragging, okay, freewheeling actually, and the inner pad is doing all the braking action. So you're basically getting 50% of your braking action, and that's going to lead to a low brake pedal as a symptom, or a very hard brake pedal in some cases, or even worse, a vehicle that just doesn't want to stop when you apply the brakes. So very important for your technician to know that. Let's talk about if we have an unevenly worn outboard brake pad. Again, this can be a type of seized caliper, but it's where the caliper's just not floating and it's causing the outboard pad to actually drag, and the inner pad, which would normally be pushed against the piston of the caliper, is not braking. So this needs to be looked at to be certain, because you'd never want to put new pads on a car and possibly the rotors or machine the rotors and do the service and then put back old calipers that are going to just cause the same problem again. So it's very, very important to look at that. Okay, we've got another symptom that can also be looked at, and this is more common, I would have to say. We see this frequently, and that's when the brake pads are tapered. And I'm talking about if you took the brake pad out and you laid it down on a flat surface, and the backing plate is laying on its back on the table or the counter or the workbench, and one end of the brake pad material, you know, is much thinner than the other. That's considered a tapered pad wear, which is not normal, okay? And that is usually caused when the caliper body itself, okay, is moving during the application, okay? And that's due to just worn caliper pins. The caliper pins are designed to hold that caliper in a fluid action so that it moves smoothly, but not let it jump up and down. And that's what, you know, when it does, because the pins are worn or they're seized or frozen. Also, when the brackets that actually hold the caliper, they get some wear on them, that'll cause the same type of wear or even just the brake pad hardware. So in this case, the fix for these types of brake pad wear typically leads to replacing the caliper. All right. So if your service provider gives you a phone call after you've dropped it off and you think you're going to get some brake service, don't be surprised when they tell you you may have some caliper issues. All right. Well, we're going to run to another quick break. We will be right back. You're listening today to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with Jan Murphy on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. The search for a missing woman continues in Miamisburg.
Dry for now, but the chances for rain and storms return. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. There's no accidents to report right now, so your drive times are looking normal across the Miami Valley. Our top story, a lot of attention being directed to one Miamisburg neighborhood where investigators continue to search for any sign of a missing woman, Chelsea Coe.
Investigators here at the Miamisburg Police Department at this point have not said who their person of interest in this case is or what evidence they've collected, but the former police chief I spoke with this evening says there's got to be a reason. Investigators have now spent 2 days tearing a property apart.
WHIO's Sean Cuddy says the former chief says he believes investigators are looking for evidence of a crime and are likely looking for Coe's body. Looking at the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, we're clear in the Miami Valley, 66 in Troy, 65 in Springfield, and 66 degrees in Dayton at 12:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life and Orgain protein and Country Life supplements. Also save 45% on New Chapter Irwin Naturals and Country Life vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited's 41st anniversary sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including NeoCell, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Nature's Plus supplements, and Lily of the Desert Aloe. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Buy four, get two free. Buy four, get two free. It's the Mike's Car Wash Spring Book Sale. The sale for anyone who takes pride in a clean ride. Buy four washes, get two free on all of Mike's washbooks. Washbooks make great gifts for mom, dad, and that special grad. The Mike's Car Wash Spring Book Sale. Buy four, get two free. Buy four, get two free. Now at all Mike's Car Wash locations and online. Mike's Car Wash. We wrote the washbook on clean cars.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
Well, welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. We're just now in the second portion of the show, and so glad you're joining us today. We've been talking briefly about different types of brake pad wear and how to read your brake pads. I want to mention to you, this is a pre-recorded show, so we're glad you're tuning into us, and we are still happy to take your questions and answer those very promptly for you. Just reach out to us via our Facebook page for Murphy's Auto Care, or you can go to our website, which is murphysautocare.com, and just leave a message there in the connect or comment section. I should say contact section. And there's a great pull down there where you can find a field to type in your question. We'll be happy to answer you just as promptly as possible. Or also, if you're just trying to schedule an appointment with us, that's the same page to do that at. So, all right, great. Well, when we left at the break, we were kind of wrapping up talking about brake pad wear, but there was still one other concern, and this is something that I've seen missed so many times, and I've done it myself too, with servicing cars, is that, you know, we're in a hurry. We've got the calipers off. We're putting brake pads on. We're trying to clean up the hubs before we put rotors back on. Make sure everything is like it would have been when it was originally built. Okay? But we pull the brake pads out so quickly we fail to take a look at them and see what they actually look like. So the thing that I've learned over the years is that, you know, look at them and see if they're cracked. See if there's any kind of delamination, all right, on that pad between the pad and the backing plate, because that's trying to tell you a story. It's all about heat, and then it also leads to the way this vehicle may be being used. You know, sometimes as technicians, we need to step back and look at it and say, look, this is a, you know, this is a pickup truck. Maybe it's only a 1500 series or a half ton truck, but turn around, walk around the back, and if you can tell that they're pulling a trailer and doing it frequently, maybe this is a vehicle that would be better suited to have a heavy-duty set of brake pads on it, maybe more of a performance rotor on it so that it will even dissipate heat even more. Because ultimately, when we're doing a brake service, we're trying to do our very, very best to restore braking performance to what it was when it was originally built, or even better. And when you're towing a trailer, who knows if the trailer's got brakes on it or not, right? So if it doesn't, now we're adding even more weight we're trying to stop with that vehicle. And primarily the front brakes do the majority of the braking on most vehicles. Even though you have rear disc brakes, it's still not a 50-50 split of brake duty, okay, from the front to rear. So it's really something to keep in the back of your head. You know, if you're a hobbyist at home and you're doing that, and you know you tow a camper or a boat or whatever you tow, or maybe even a utility trailer, keep that in mind when you're trying to stop that vehicle. Especially keep it in mind when you're doing a brake service yourself on it. Buy the very, very best brake components you can get. Do your very, very best to clean everything up. Inspect it very well, because in the final analysis, when you put that vehicle back on the road, if it doesn't work properly, it's going to affect more than just you. And I can't stress that enough. You know, that's why we strive in our industry as professional service technicians to focus on safety first. It always has to be about safety, because let's face it, a vehicle is a 4,000 pound lethal weapon if it's improperly repaired or not maintained properly. So it's just one of those things that I really get on my soapbox about. Sorry about that, but safety has to come first, and a properly performed brake service will save you money. Even if the initial estimate or quote seems to be more than what you're seeing out there on the internet, or maybe you've been given a price for it and you've called around and, you know, there's folks that are willing to quote, you know, brake repairs or service for much less money. That's when you need to start asking some questions about, well, how are you going to service it, and what's going to be going on, and what, you know, what kind of parts are you going to use? So keep that in mind. Brake service is very, very important. It's all about safety, and it should be that way. So, all right, great. A lot more to talk about today. Had a whole bunch of things going on in the shop. You know, one of the things we had, a very interesting vehicle in the shop this week when it came to a concern, and it was a 2004 GMC product. It was a Denali version. The smaller SUV did have the V8 engine in it, but the vehicle came in to us and it had several concerns. First of all, it wasn't starting, that was another issue just because it's been sitting for so long. But it primarily came in because it had an intermittent or erratic low oil pressure condition as being read on the gauge of the vehicle. Now, it didn't have any real engine noise, so we were suspicious, at least from initially, that, you know, we were looking at possibly a sending unit issue, a gauge problem. But as it turned out, a vehicle, quite honestly, that needed a little more love earlier in its life. You could tell it, the oil change intervals were very extended on it, but it had multiple issues. And what was going on with it was It had an oil sending unit that was failing. It had an oil filter that was plugged completely with sludge, which that takes a long time to occur, but that was adding another layer of an issue to it. The crankcase vent system for it wasn't working properly, so it was, in addition, was burning oil, which rapidly accelerates engine wear, because what happens is the engine can get low on oil, and then we start seeing some real serious damage occurring on it. And this is a vehicle that really wasn't high mileage. It only had about 140,000 miles or so on it. So I think we were able to get it straightened out and get it back. Had this prolonged this way and been driven this way, I think we would have been looking at replacing the engine probably with, you know, a Jasper engine, because the vehicle overall was in nice shape. But I think with some of the things we were able to do to it, it's going to live a long time for a while, and it was really nice to meet the folks that own this vehicle. But we're always happy to help, and that's what we're trying to do at Murphy's Auto Care. And quite honestly, I think that's what most folks in our business are trying to do is help you with your vehicle, help you resolve the issues with it, keep you safe, make it dependable, and save you money. So, but I just want to share that story because because you could boil it all down to just a lack of maintenance earlier on in the vehicle's service life. So if you're thinking about putting off that oil service or putting off that tire rotation or putting off whatever it is because you're too busy right now, think twice, because, you know, get it in, get it serviced. Hey, at our place, we pick up and deliver at no charge. We make it pretty simple, or we give you a ride home. And I know a lot of other shops do that too around town. So just check with your service provider. They may be able to make it very easy for you to get that vehicle in and get it serviced. Okay, so one of the things we talk about a lot on Auto Talk is TPMS, or tire pressure monitoring systems. And I got to say, ever since their inception, they have wreaked, I guess, some havoc on technicians in the early days, but we're all used to it now. And there's some good technology there, and I believe it's a great safety system, and I truly believe that tire pressure monitoring systems have saved many, many lives, especially as they have evolved and the system has gotten much smarter. And of course, consumers, motorists are used to these now. And luckily, the good news is most people pay attention to them now and realize that it is telling you you may have a low tire. And that's all we're trying to do with a tire pressure monitoring system, is to alert the driver there may be a low tire. And when you have a low tire, if you're not that familiar with how serious it can be, a tire that's 10 pounds low on air, of course, it's going to continue to drop, all right? But it's generating a considerable amount of heat because of the friction. There's more rubber on the road. The tire is squatting. Just think about it this way, all right? And as you drive that down the road and add in alignment issues and all the other things that can be thrown into it, this tire is getting super hot. All right, it can't stay cool. So what happens when that occurs is that it starts to deteriorate. And I mean literally quickly, within miles of driving, and it comes apart internally. So tire pressure monitoring systems have really, really reduced that, especially now that motorists have gotten used to how they work and that they're paying attention to them. But what I wanted to share was that, you know, when you get your tires changed and you're getting new tires put on your car, ask your service provider, are they going to install new TPMS service kits? Or better yet, if your car is more than 6 years old, ask them if they're going to replace, or if they will and can replace, the TPMS sensors for you. So the service kits, let me explain that. What happens is that over time, the service kit, it contains a new Schrader valve, which is the internal valve that allows you to put air in and also release air. It also will encompass some new seals and a proper type of cap to seal the TPMS sensor. All right, really, really important. Especially, let's say your car is only 3 years old, you're getting a new set of tires. You want to get service kits put in at the same time, because if they're not, what it leads to is early failure of the sensor from corrosion. And what compounds that is that, you know, folks stop somewhere, they put air in their tires, maybe the air is not clean or dry, so now they're inducing water into it. And when we put water through a TPMS sensor valve stem, bad things happen, all right? And it's bad enough just with salt and the normal rain. But when water goes across those valves, all right, because we've got a brass material that's got a very light kind of clear coat on it inside, and then it's sitting in an aluminum housing, those two dissimilar metals, when you add water to it, they become a battery. Now we have galvanic corrosion, which starts eating its way out, which starts causing leaks, and it causes the TPMS sensor to fail. So very critical. Again, I can't stress it enough. When you're having your tires replaced, ask your service provider at whatever tire store, tire shop, or your repair shop where you go that's putting tires on for you, ask them to talk to you about the TPMS sensors and how they're going to service them. Because, like I said, if it's 3 years old, have service kits put in it. If the car's 6 years old or more, consider replacing the TPMS sensors. Now, the reason to consider replacing the sensors at 6 years or more is that the batteries inside the sensors, because the sensor is literally a little transmitter, the batteries are starting to fail. So there's nothing worse than having a new set of tires put on your car, and 30 days later, you got a TPMS light going off, just because it's just the way it is. It's coincidental in most cases. And now you got to go back in. The wheel assembly has to come off. The tire has to be dismounted. The sensor has to be replaced. And unfortunately, what happens is most folks just replace the one. So now we're going to go through this cycle four times because, you know, they're all four the same age. They're all four going to die within a relative range of each other. So I wanted to share that with people. What causes the valve stems to fail? It's galvanic corrosion, and it's caused by moisture because of the dissimilar metals of brass and aluminum. And then also they fail in life because the batteries fail in them. So again, ask your tire salesperson or your service provider to keep an eye on your TPMS sensors for you. They will save your life. They will protect you from having a low tire. The least that's going to happen is, you know, you're going to spend several hundred dollars because now you got to buy a tire and probably a TPMS. The worst case scenario is one of those things where, you know, a serious accident can occur if you're not paying attention to it. So that's what I want to share today with everybody about tire pressure monitoring systems. Hey, you know, at Murphy's Auto Care, if you're not aware of it, we also are a fleet service provider. So if you're a fleet manager out there and you're listening to Auto Talk today, glad you're tuning in. But if you're looking for a great place to have all of your fleet serviced, give us a call at 426-AUTO or 426-2886 Monday through Friday, and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. Folks, I'm going to run to a real quick break. We'll come back. I'll just briefly touch again on fleet service and a couple other great things. You're listening today to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Who Mary Taylor stands with should tell you a lot. For president, Taylor refused to endorse Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. The co-chairman of the Republican National Committee said Taylor was missing in action during Trump's campaign. Mary Taylor stood with Barack Obama, supporting his expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. And Taylor stood for bigger government when she voted for a $2 billion tax increase. You just can't trust Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine is the proven conservative for governor. He took on the Obama administration and won, stopping Obama's immigration plan, fighting against Obamacare. Mike DeWine endorsed Trump for president. He's fighting in court for the president's travel ban that will keep us safe and cracking down on sanctuary cities. That's why Mike DeWine has been endorsed by the Ohio Republican Party and Ohio Right to Life.
Not Mary Taylor.
Mike DeWine, the rock-solid conservative you can trust for governor.
Paid for by DeWine Houston for Ohio, Jennifer Best, Treasurer.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
Are you as surprised as I am on what we hear on the news? Whether it's illness, abuse, injustice, violence, or natural disasters, seemingly it's happening at an all-time high. So doesn't suffering and evil point to the fact that a loving, powerful, good God doesn't exist? If there were indeed answers to questions like these, would you want to know? At Fairhaven Church, we're talking about the problem of God right now. We're a group of different people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We'd love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Paid for by Love It for Ohio.
Now the news. The politician lied. Caught in a lie. When will the line stop?
It's news we hear over and over. Too many politicians lie. But it was still a surprise when it happened here. Politician Bud O'Brien lied. The Troy News told the story. Commissioner O'Brien lied to prosecutors during an investigation into misuse of taxpayer money. If we can't trust Bud O'Brien here, how can we trust him in Columbus? We can do better.
This is George Lovett. I'm not a politician. I'm ready to earn your trust. And I'm running for state representative because I share your conservative values. I'll fight for smaller government and less spending. And I'll tackle the heartbreak of the opioid crisis in our community.
Polls say Americans want new leadership.
Vote conservative Republican George Lovett for state representative.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
My name is John from Springfield, Ohio. After I go in there, the tooth is pulled, the implant is in, the tooth is on, and I'm walking out of there 2 hours later with a usable tooth.
And the final results?
Well, the teeth look great, they feel great, I can eat anything, they're easy to clean. This is the fourth tooth I've had done.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in My Kinetico System. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Favorite thing about my mom is she's very selfless.
She's our support of our family, kind of the rock.
I don't know what I would do without her sometimes, actually.
This Mother's Day, tell the women in your life how thankful you are for all they do. And show them the love with gifts from EDC and Gigi's Cupcakes. Unique jewelry starting at $99, plus great deals for that extra special woman. Birdstone jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, and other qualifying purchases receive Gigi's Cupcakes for that perfect day. It's true. If you haven't shopped EDC this Mother's Day, you're not done shopping yet.
By now, you've heard that Murphy's Auto Care is partnering with the Goodwill Auto Auction to support local people in need. And today we want to tell you how. A few times each year, we will select a vehicle that was donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction to receive the GEM treatment. That means one vehicle will be mechanically serviced for you to bid on. We'll announce the vehicle receiving this treatment and the auction at a later date. So keep listening and keep donating. Remember, when you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, you help local people in need. Call 228-AUTO today and donate. That's 228-AUTO.
The first annual Vintage Ohio South Wine Festival is coming to the Clark County Fairgrounds in Springfield on May 12th. Come sample wines and purchase bottles to go from 16 Ohio wineries. Enjoy live music while shopping the local artisans. Tantalize your taste buds with foods from local food trucks and restaurant vendors. This is an indoor event, so rain or shine, we will be there pouring spectacular wine. Purchase your advance tickets for $25 on Eventbrite or visit ohiowines.org. Tickets available at the door for $30.
For today, we've got some high clouds that continue to filter on in. There may even be a few spotty showers to the far southeast down towards Clinton County. Highs for the day getting to about 75. Heading into tonight, it'll be a cool overnight. Partly cloudy, we fall to the lower 50s. Tomorrow, we're back to the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine gives way to clouds. Chance for a few passing showers or storms late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, welcome back to Auto Talk, folks. I'm Dave Murphy. I've been your host today. I've really enjoyed being here and steering the ship, as it would be, of Auto Talk with you this weekend. This is a pre-recorded version. We're glad you're tuning in, but we are taking your questions. So if you've had a question anything about anything automotive, a check engine light on. Hey, that's one of the biggest things we talk about here on the show. Or just anything, noises, vibrations. We're going to talk a little bit about that too. Or whatever's going on. Maybe you're going to sell a car. Maybe you want to buy a car. Whatever it is that's on your mind about a car, a truck, an RV, a boat. Heck, we don't care if it's your lawnmower. We're happy to answer your question. I always say if it's got an internal combustion engine and tires on it, we'll talk to you about it, and hopefully we can help you with it. But be sure to give us a call at 426-2886 during the week, or you can reach us 24/7 at murphysautocare.com or on our Facebook page for Murphy's Auto Care. All right, great. Well, when we just wrapped up before the break, we were talking about tire pressure, little tongue-tied TPMS sensors, and also the fact that Murphy's Auto Care is a longtime fleet service provider for many fleets around the Miami Valley. And if you happen to operate a fleet, if you happen to drive a fleet vehicle, and I should say, and when I say fleet, I mean people like sales reps that are out, with a company-supplied car. Or perhaps you work for a company and you've got 25 or 30 vehicles, trucks, cars, whatever it is, including trailers. We service those. Give us a call if you are looking for somebody to take care of all those vehicles for you and be able to supply you with great history and high-quality service and repairs. We would love to talk to you about that. You know, I was just talking a minute ago about vibrations in your vehicle. There's good vibrations and bad vibrations. But one of the things that cars come to us frequently for, people will walk in and say, my car's making this funny noise, or it's got a weird feeling, or even we've got lights on the dash and it's doing these things. I talked about it earlier in the show about how your vehicle has a mind of its own, and these are great examples of it. But many, many times, the noise you hear, okay, these are signals that there's a problem with a vehicle, all right? And it can be anything from as simple as a low tire, like we just talked about with the tire pressure monitoring sensor, a low tire, a failing tire, a tire that was damaged from hitting a pothole, a rim that is bent, a wheel bearing that has failed because of, again, our horrible rough roads, or just wear and tear. Those things also cause noises associated with the vibrations. And that's something that we are very good at determining. At Murphy's Auto Care, we really enjoy getting to the bottom of that. We understand how that process goes. So, and I wanted to talk about that for just a second because, when something, the steering wheel's shaking, it's not because the steering wheel's the fault. The problem is somewhere else in the vehicle. And that problem, we call it the originator, because it's the originator of the frequency, all right? And there, everything between you and the steering wheel is the conductor. The reactor is the steering wheel. But we can get to the bottom of squeaks, noises, vibrations at Murphy's Auto Care. We have some very sophisticated electronic equipment that we use day in and day out to find those types of vibrations and problems. And we'd be happy to help you with that if your vehicle is suffering from that. All right. Well, folks, I'm going to have to run here shortly. I want to say thank you so much again for tuning into Auto Talk each and every Saturday. Jan and I appreciate it. We enjoy the interaction with our listeners. I want to tell you to have a great and safe weekend out there. Thanks so much for listening today to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And you're listening to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.